This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Among those to speak on night two of the Republican National Convention, ongoing unrest over police brutality.
I also ask people to stop the violence and looting being done in the name of justice, and never make assumptions based on the color of a person's skin.
Police now say two people are dead in Kenosha, Wisconsin, another injured after an overnight shooting at a protest there, sparked by the weekend police killing of a black man shot in the back as he was trying to get into a car. California firefighters facing more hot, dry weather today, but they should get a bit of an edge on hundreds of fires as later this week the weather should cool and lightning will decrease. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
A biotech conference in Boston could be the source of thousands of COVID-19 cases. Harvard and MIT researchers said the event, attended by about 200 people in February, could have caused 20,000 positive tests. Protests in Kenosha, Wisconsin over the police shooting of Jacob Blake over the weekend have turned deadly. Police say at least one person is dead, reportedly shot in the head. Early today, during a protest, two other people were also shot. Their conditions are unknown. Jerry Falwell Jr. says he's getting a multi-million dollar severance package from Liberty University. The now former president of the Lynchburg, Virginia school, telling the Washington Post it includes roughly $8 million in retirement. Liberty officially accepting Falwell's resignation yesterday after 13 years. It comes as he faces allegations of a sex scandal involving himself and his wife. This is USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The big three American car makers in Michigan are still not ready to bring back workers, as Ford says it's not bringing back employees to its headquarters in Dearborn until January at the earliest. GM says it will reevaluate things in October for their workers' returns, and there's no word yet on Fiat Chrysler's plan for a return of its white-collar workforce. All of them have been working from home since March. Nearly 75% of Ford's 30,000 salaried workers say they want to keep working remotely for the rest of the calendar year. A statue of Robert E. Lee in Richmond, Virginia is going to stay in place a while longer. A circuit court judge ruling yesterday that he's allowing a lawsuit to proceed, which means no action will be taken on a potential removal of the statue until at least October. A number of legal battles have prevented crews from removing the statue of that Confederate leader ever since Democratic Governor Ralph Northam ordered its removal back in June. And filmmaker Roman Polanski is not getting back into the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences. An L.A. judge upholding the fugitive's 2018 expulsion after the 87-year-old sued last year, arguing it was improper. He fled the U.S. in 1978 after pleading guilty to raping a 13-year-old girl. And this is USA Radio News.
Attention! This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Well, what do you think, huh? This new era of 2020 conventioneering. Probably many conventioners would just soon leave this in the bundle of history as quickly as possible, never to experience this again. But all things considered, what we've been seeing, compared to what we saw last week, has been quite interesting. And what we're seeing is a renovation, a revival of the Republican Party in parts, I think. Bill Feder is with us, and I got to bring him on to get his read on this. Bill, always good to have you with us. How you doing, sir?
Hey, Bill. Great to be with you.
Well, lots of American minutes for the last couple of nights during the convention. Big highlights last night, especially with the First Lady and her kind of a call to calm and peace. And, it was a fresh voice, to hear coming through to even, tell people, stop doing that,
Yeah, she had a dignified demeanor about her that brought peace, comfort, and caused there to be a respect for the position that she holds and her husband. And for somebody that is married to Donald Trump, to have her support of her husband, to me, is priceless. Mm-hmm. And I was just very impressed. Matter of fact, the beginning of the night with the John Ponder and him having a ministry to those who are coming out of prison, and just the testimony of faith that I thought I was watching a different channel,
right.
Maybe the 700 Club. I mean, it was like so inspiring.
Mm-hmm.
It brought tears to our eyes. And I was telling my wife, I said, I've never, ever seen any president, much less a Republican president, being so bold about faith in the Republican National Convention as what was last night.
Well, it was quite an embrace of conservative values like we've never seen. I shouldn't say never. I mean, it's probably since Reagan when it was cool to be conservative. And this is what's happening, is it's cool to be conservative again in the face, interestingly enough, of this cancel culture.
Yes, and the young man, Nick Sandman.
Nick Sandman, exactly. Right.
He's at a pro-life convention. They go over to his stand. They buy a hat. And he says as soon as he put the hat on, he's surrounded by the drum beating guy right up in his face. And he had his hands behind his back. And he was telling himself, don't do anything that will embarrass your family. And then all of a sudden, they vilify him and want to destroy his life. And thank God that he had enough backbone to sue back, and the different news outlets settled out of court for an untold amount for their harassment of this young man. But that's the attitude we're against. I ran for Congress years ago, and my opponent used a term, and it was this policy of personal destruction. And he wrote a book, it was Dick Gebhardt, but he, in his book, he says, it used to be that you defeat the candidate. He said, now you destroy the very person. You destroy their life so they can't ever run again. And that's the attitude that the left has. And anyway, I was just inspired that this young man had the backbone to stand up to it.
Yeah, I was when it first took place. I thought, gosh, if I was in there and I had somebody agitating me like the way, you know, Mr. Phillips was agitating him, I'm not sure I could have held my cool. And maybe a lot of other people ask themselves the same question. And that was absolutely commendable, you know, for him, this young man, things that he'd been taught from his family and, you know, and the school, the Catholic school that he attended. It was amazing. And look what restraint got him. I mean, we know that CNN, for one, had to pay upwards of $250 million. I mean, that's a lot of money. This kid's set for life here.
Yeah. And but I think that's what it's going to take, is people with backbone. I have friends out in California. One is a pastor, Rob McCoy, and he has a Calvary Chapel, Godspeed Calvary Chapel up in Thousand Oaks, California. He's the former mayor of Thousand Oaks, California.
Yeah.
He's the pastor of a church, and they are threatening to put him in prison for what? For opening his church. Yet at the same time, the governor is allowing marijuana shops to meet, abortion clinics are open as essential, casinos, I mean, everything else, Walmarts, and certainly you can, you know, have your cart in Walmart and you're pretty close to people, and yet, and then the numbers of suicides are increasing. Why? Because people need hope. They need encouragement. This is essential to their lives.
Exactly.
And the response is so arbitrary and selective that it betrays the hypocrisy, but it takes people with courage to stand up. And anyway,
and I think they're being inspired, Bill, because of President Trump's stand on our First Amendment right, and particularly as it relates. I mean, we've got John MacArthur. 7,000 people are attending in his church, and he's finally just said, "Look, I've got to serve God. This is long enough." And more pastors. Phil Hotzenpiller, who's going to be on a little bit later on, and he's led a group of people, a number of pastors as well, encouraging them. And they do, you know, a restricted attendance and, you know, to offer some set of compliance. But I think we're getting to the point where the church is finally going to say, okay, enough. You know, we've we have a First Amendment right. And that's what has to be considered here, is how many of our you know, freedoms have been impinged upon in the name of COVID-19.
You know, there was a, back when the church first started, you had the apostles, and all of them were martyred except for John, but he was thrown in a pot of boiling oil and miraculously survived. But one of John's disciples was Polycarp, and if I remember the story correctly, he's 80 years old. He had served God all his life, and the Roman government said, deny your faith. And he said, I won't. And the judge says, look, old man, I don't want to have to kill you. You know, just deny your faith. And Polycarp responded, I've served the Lord by 80 years. He has never let me down. Why should I deny him now?
Right.
And that's where, here's John MacArthur. He's in his 80s, and he served the Lord all his life. And he just said, look, I'm not going to bow. Now, I've written a lot of history books. One of them, I go back through European history. In the 1500s, you had a St. Bartholomew's Day massacre. What that? It was in France, and it was the Protestants, and they were being killed. But you read what happened up to that, that first they would have them limited to certain areas of the country. And they would submit. And then they would say, okay, you can't travel unless under circumstances. And then they would submit. And then they'd say, you know, well, you can't do this. And then they would submit. You can't do that. You could. And the you know, the Huguenot Protestant Christians would keep backing up, backing up, backing up. Until finally, Catherine de' Medici just had this massacre in Paris where they supposedly invited them in for a wedding, and then she had to pull the chains across the street so the carriages couldn't leave, and they killed like tens of thousands, threw their bodies in the Seine River there in Paris. And, but it was this idea that when you're facing an aggressive force, and you give in,
5 seconds,
give in, Bill. Give in, it just emboldens them to be more aggressive.
Exactly. We've got more from Bill Fetter after this.
The phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Been trying to get rid of your stubborn belly fat, but it doesn't want to leave you? Or maybe you want to get that extra ripped look. Now you can reach your goals the keto way. Ketosis is the metabolic state where your body burns fat for energy. And the best way to turn your body into a fat-burning, weight-losing machine is with Advanced Keto Plus. And right now, for our radio listeners only, you can get 2 bottles free when you order 2 bottles. You get to try out keto at our best discount ever. Plus, call now and we will also send you a free 28-day meal plan keto ebook with your first order. Burn your stubborn belly fat and get ripped today the keto way. Call right now to order. Buy 2 bottles for only $49.99 each and get 2 bottles free.
800-723-1284. 800-723-1284. 800-723-1284. That's 800-723-1284.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
It hurt my soul to hear the terrible names that people call Donald. The worst one is racist. I take it as a personal insult that people would think I've had a 37-year friendship with a racist. People who think that don't know what they're talking about. Growing up in the Deep South, I've seen racism up close. I know what it is, and it isn't Donald Trump. Just because someone loves and respects the flag, our national anthem, and our country, doesn't mean they don't care about social justice. I care about all those things. so does Donald Trump. He shows how much he cares about social justice in the black community through his actions. And his actions speak louder than stickers or slogans on a jersey. He keeps right on fighting to improve the lives of black Americans and all Americans. He worked night and day. He never stops. He leaves nothing on the field. Some people don't like his style, the way he knocks down obstacles that get in the way of his goals. People on the opposing team didn't like when I ran over them either. But that's how you get the job done. I pray every night that God gives him more time. Give him 4 more years. He has accomplished so much almost all by himself on a constant attack. But there's still more work to be done. If you love America and want to make it better, Donald Trump is your president. He's my president. And I'm blessed to call him friend.
Herschel Walker. Wow, quite powerful, Bill Federer. We're talking to Bill Federer, the American Minute creator, nationally known speaker, best-selling author, and president of Amerisearch. Bill, words like that, I mean, you know, people are starting to realize what's happening is the tent for the Republican Party is broadening. And it's broadening because of Donald Trump. And here's the Republican Party that was so reticent to accept Donald Trump as a nominee, much less as a president. It's been an uphill battle for Donald Trump from day one. You know, first with his own party, the media, and of course the establishment. He is still, you know, far from being the Washington insider, isn't he?
He really has. And I met him years ago when he was obviously running the first time. And the attitude in conservative circles was, one of hesitant but trusting. But now he's proven himself, and he has a 4-year track record of being the most pro-life president, addressing the March for Life, putting through different policies, protecting the life of the unborn. I'm a Christian, and Christianity believes that Jesus was in his mother Mary's womb from the moment of conception. Mm-hmm. The Holy Spirit came upon Mary and she conceived. And so Christianity, to be a Christian, you have to believe that life begins at conception.
Exactly.
And so Trump has stood up for the life of the unborn. And then Trump has stood up for Israel. And he's mentioned that, and he stood up to Iran. It's unbelievable that I was just at a conference this past weekend, and they explained when President Obama sent billions of dollars in cash to Iran, that was totally unprecedented. Why would he send plane loads full of cash? Because if there's money in banks, then the United States can put pressure on the bank to freeze the assets.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're going to pay terrorists on the ground, you can pay them with cash and they can't be tracked. Now, at this conference, they explained that Iran wanted to buy jets from Russia. And so they put the cash in the bank to buy the jet. And at that moment, Trump came through and froze the bank's assets.
Yes.
Yes, he's been one that has surprised lots and lots of people. And, you had mentioned or played the clip from Herschel Walker. I was reading a quote from Malcolm X, of all people, and he is in 1963. And he talks about politics. He says the white liberal differs from the white conservative only in one way. The liberal is more deceitful, more hypocritical than the conservative. He said both want power, but the white liberal is the one who has perfected the art of posing as the Negro's friend and benefactor. By winning the friendship and support of the Negro, the white liberal is able to use the Negro as a pawn or a weapon in this political football game that is constantly raging between the white liberal and the white conservative.
Mm-hmm.
The American Negro is nothing but a political football. The white liberals control the ball through the tricks of tokenism, false promises, and integration and civil rights. In this game of deceiving and using the American Negro, the white liberals have complete cooperation of the different civil rights leaders. And, he was talking about some of the people that, you know, go to those cities to try to stir up. But here he is. This is Malcolm X, 1963, saying, okay, there's a political football game going on, and the liberals have perfected the art of giving promises,
right.
But not actually following through. And here's Trump, that he has actually been there to bring prison reform, wanting to turn around the inner cities, wanting to give, you know, school choice so that mothers that have kids in failing school, inner city schools can put their kids in better schools.
Yeah, I mean, he is offered. I mean, there's been promises made and promises kept. And interestingly enough, that statement, you know, that you just quoted from Malcolm X, then, you know, within a year, you've got the war on poverty and, you know, Lyndon Baines Johnson, you know, passing the bill that just sent, you know, has sent trillions of dollars in that category. But as Bob Woodson reported when we talked to him, because I asked him, I said, for all the money that we've spent, you know, this war on poverty and close to $30 trillion, you know, what happened? I mean, you know, we have such a poor performance and poor, you know, return on investment here. He said, well, Bill, you got to understand about 70% of that money has gone to bureaucrats. And, you know, a lot of those bureaucrats are black bureaucrats, you know, that have been, you know, taking care of themselves. Thank you very much. But the people that really need to get the money, I mean, you know, they're getting, you know, cents on the dollar for all the money that the American people have invested for this war on poverty. No wonder we still have, you know, poverty abounding.
You know, I just finished a book. It's called Socialism, The Real History from Plato to the Present. And the subtitle is How the Deep State Capitalizes on Crises to Consolidate Control. And so it's just this concept more recently, it's been worded, never let a good crisis go to waste. It's an opportunity to have the government usurp power and push the agendas. And so it's perfected into a political art where you create crises and then people are panicky and they're willing to give up their freedoms to somebody that promises to restore order. And then when the dust settles, you've just surrendered to some mayor or some governor and they rule as a tyrant.
Right.
And so you see these things playing out, and the one speaker last night, Pam Bondi, she's the former attorney general for Florida, she laid it out, and now what's happened is that the United States gives aid to the tune of billions of dollars to poor third world countries. And what they have done is they find corrupt leaders in these third world countries that will keep a percentage for their own personal benefit and then funnel the rest of it back to individuals in politics in America. And so we see this with Haiti, terrible earthquake. People around the world give billions of dollars to Haiti, and the money gets lost in the Clinton Foundation.
Exactly.
And never makes it to the people in Haiti. We see this. And so Pam Bondi brings out that here is Ukraine. And the U.S. government gives billions of dollars to Ukraine. And there were corrupt leaders that funneled it back to Biden's son, Hunter Biden. And she laid out all the names and all the details. And then a similar thing happened in China where Hunter Biden ends up, I was amazed that she was, and she's the former Attorney General of Florida. She's not making up the facts.
No, that's right.
She's
she,
you know, live national and international broadcast, and she lays out how, she said, this is 47 years, this happened during him being vice president. Imagine what would happen if he were president.
Exactly.
And so as long as...
No. Well, we're coming to the end of it right now, and, you know, Judicial Watch, Chris Farrell was on last week, and they've reported over 800 trips that Hunter Biden accompanied Vice President Biden on. So it's suspicious, at least, you know. Hey, we still continue to pursue the truth no matter where it leads. Bill Federer, thank you for being with us.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Bank of America's Keep the Change program, which helps consumers save by rounding up purchases to the nearest dollar and transferring change from their checking into their savings account, is celebrating its 15th anniversary this September. Christian Baumfalk, Savings Product Executive at Bank of America, says the program enables consumers to save while spending without any extra effort.
Saving automatically is one of the smartest ways to reach your financial goals, and our Keep the Change program is a convenient way to make everyday purchases part of your overall plan. Whether you're just starting out on your savings journey or have been saving for years, Bank of America has the tools and expertise to help you reach your financial goal.
Since its inception, Keep the Change has helped more than 23 million customers save nearly $15 billion. Begin your savings journey and learn more at bankofamerica.com/keepthechange. Again, that's bankofamerica.com/keepthechange.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Among those to speak on night two of the Republican National Convention, the nation's first lady, Melania Trump, calling for peace amid ongoing unrest over police brutality.
I also ask people to stop the violence and looting being done in the name of justice and never make assumptions based on the color of a person's skin.
Police now say two people are dead in Kenosha, Wisconsin, another injured after an overnight shooting at a protest there, sparked by the weekend police killing of a black man shot in the back as he was trying to get into a car. California firefighters facing more hot, dry weather today, but they should get a bit of an edge on hundreds of fires as later this week the weather should cool and lightning will decrease. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
We must focus on the promise of the American journey. I know that journey well. My grandfather's 99th birthday would have been tomorrow. Growing up, he had to cross the street if a white person was coming. He suffered the indignity of being forced out of school as a third grader to pick cotton, and he never learned to read or write. Yet, he lived long enough to see his grandson become the first African American to be elected to both the United States House and the United States Senate in the history of this country. Our family went from cotton to Congress in one lifetime. And that's why I believe the next American century can be better than the last. There are millions of families just like mine all across this nation, full of potential, seeking to live the American dream. And I'm here tonight to tell you that supporting the Republican ticket gives you the best chance of making that dream a reality. God bless you. And Father, please continue blessing the United States of America. God bless.
Senator Tim Scott, boy, powerful words. It sends chills up and down my spine, Jenny Beth Martin. Jenny Beth is with us, the honorary chair of the Tea Party Patriots Action, a columnist for the Washington Times. Boy, I'll tell you, there's been one rising star after another coming out of this virtual convention, which is nothing like the convention that we saw last week, nor is it nothing like we have seen in a long time, where you have two parties, in a sense, kind of reinventing themselves and it becoming quite clear of the clear difference. You know, last week you had the Democrats kind of retrofitting and reinventing themselves to socialism loud and clear, and you've got the Republican Party re-embracing and coming into connection once again with its conservative roots. And I think it's quite interesting how these two different parties are, I guess you could say, budding like a beautiful plant, particularly the Republican Party. I think it's really exciting. This is no longer clearly the Rhino Republican Party brought to you by the John McCains and the Mitt Romneys of the world.
It is a party that is showing very clear, bold differences between the Democrat Party, and it's showing clearly and boldly and fearlessly how the policies that President Trump has worked to enact into law and into regulation over the last 4 years are benefiting Americans in their everyday lives. I have enjoyed watching this convention more than I can remember ever watching a convention. It's telling the stories of the American people and how President Trump has not forgotten about him and how his policies are not leaving them behind. And I think that it is fabulous to see the Republican convention actually showcasing the stories of the American people and having such incredible illustrations. It's something during the Obama years, when Romney was running for president, when McCain was running against him, that I hoped we would see from Republicans, and we just did not see. But this time, I bet Democrats are watching, wishing that their party had done something similar.
Well, you know, you talk about the soul and spirit of a nation. I mean, and you watch the soul and spirit of the Republican Party here embracing life like no other Republican president. Forget about the Democrats. We know they don't. They're promoting death as they continue to embrace abortion. I thought it was a powerful testimony from Abby Johnson to tell her story once again. And as often, and I've had many conversations, I know you have as well, with Abby, and you think, well, everybody knows her story. But it is so compelling to hear how she, you know, relates her experience, you know, down to the beam me up, Scotty. I've never heard her say that before in all the times I've talked to her. She never related that anecdote, but she did last night. And, you know, just again, just one powerful story after another, as you say.
I think that Abby Johnson is a hero, and she's a story of redemption, and she's a story of I don't know. I just, every time that I hear her and I watch her, I think of the courage that it took for her to walk away from something that she had given her whole entire life to, and to not just walk away, but to turn around and stand up for what her true values were, which were always life. And she,
yes,
in her book and in the movie, she talks about how she thought that abortion was supposed to be rare, and she realized it was not, and that she was part of the system that was making it not rare. So I enjoy watching her, but I think that the amazing thing about it is that it's not just it's the fact that they showcased her and they let her describe that moment with the spine moving around and the what went through her mind and why she no longer does that kind of work and now is such a strong advocate for life. I can't even think of another Republican convention that would have allowed such a story.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, that was my point. Under McCain, under Romney, they would not have embraced these policies and things that conservatives embrace. And I think it's a breath of fresh air for us conservatives to really see, you know, a redefining of the Republican Party in a midst when the Democrats are, you know, unraveling right before, you know, everybody's eyes. And you're seeing more and more Democrats making the decision of saying, you know, yes, the Democrats showed, you know, John Kasich and a couple of other Rhino Republicans and, you know, switching over. But, boy, it's dramatically clear. And this is why, you know, as you say, we must reelect Donald J. Trump.
it is exactly why we must reelect him. We want to continue to see the policies that he's enacted continue for another 4 years. 4 years is a short time for a president, and we want to make sure that he gets that second term so he can continue to stand and to fight for the American people. And I am going to do everything that I can to help him be reelected. And it's going to be a privilege to work and to help be able to do that. He has put America and Americans first. And I think that is going to be the legacy of his presidency. He has looked after America first, not after what is good for a certain country or Wall Street or whoever else it might be, but what is good for America as a whole and what is good for the American people. And he's secured the border. He has worked to make sure we have more health care freedom. He had a tax cut that grew the economy and it benefited every single American across every demographic group. If we want to see the economy grow again coming out of this pandemic, the way to do that is with the man who proved he could grow it to historic heights before the pandemic, and that is with Donald J. Trump.
I've maintained, Jenny Beth, if you want to know what somebody's going to do, look what they've done. I mean, you can't have somebody, even in like a baseball game, where it's critical and they come up to bat and all they've done is strike out, their chances of them striking out are pretty sound that they probably will. Chances of them hitting a home run, not much. Donald Trump's been hitting home runs for America and for America's people in spite of all the resistance that he had to experience. I mean, it's almost, Jenny Beth, I wish there was a power to be able to say, you know what, because of all the Democrats did with impeachment and resisting and, you know, causing delays in policy and everything else, we're going to reclaim that time on behalf. Can we say that? Let's reclaim President Trump's time on behalf of the American people because of the time that was stolen away by all the antics of the Democrats.
The best way to do that is to make sure that we reelect him and we have another 4 years of him as president.
How can they be in touch with you, Jenny Beth?
TeaPartyPatriots.org, TeaPartyPatriots.org.
It's the time to activate your citizenship, ladies and gentlemen. Register to vote, and not only register to vote, you've got to go out and cast your vote as well. It is more critical. America's soul and heart and the future of our country is at
mortgage
hand.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever, 2.5 with a 2.52% APR. Incredible, with no origination fees or discount points. Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.5 with a 2.52% APR. Incredible. These are historically low rate you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 30-year fixed at 2.5 with a 2.52% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-NUMBER-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
This report is sponsored by Eli Lilly and Company. Eli Lilly and Company is committed to supporting those living with diabetes and recognizes the importance of having access to insulin. In response to the COVID-19 crisis, Lilly has expanded its insulin access options for those needing extra help. If you have commercial insurance or no insurance, the Lilly Insulin Value Program allows you to fill your monthly prescription of Lilly insulin for $35. Additionally, for individuals enrolled in government insurance programs, such as Medicare Part D, Lilly has made 3 insulin options available at half the list price. All of these resources are available through the Lilly Diabetes Solution Center. If you need support or would like additional information, please visit insulinaffordability.com or call the Lilly Diabetes Solution Center at 833-808-1234. Representatives can help determine whether the Lilly Insulin Value Program, an insulin with a lower list price, or another option is the best financial choice. Terms, conditions, and limitations apply.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
This is your time, your moment. The fire, the fight, your golden. You come so.
Yeah, that operative word, we the people, we have a country to save. You know, the Democratic Party last week would want us to believe that we have a country to save, and but the look of their country versus the look of the Republican country is a clear contrast between the two, and this is really starting to come out, and I think it has to be making the Democratic strategists quite nervous, because right before our eyes we're seeing a renewal of the grand old party. And interesting, last week we saw a kind of a let's come out of the closet party for the Democratic Socialist. That was what was before our eyes. Scott Whitlock is with us, the associate editor for Newsbusters. Hey, Scott, how you doing?
Doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, good to have you here to talk about, you know, the full display of the DNC and their virtual convention last week, the media's obsession with Kamala Harris and these Democratic Socialist policies that they were trying to wrap up in such a way that made it palpable. But at the end of the day, the Democratic Party is who the Democratic Party is right now, and I think it's pretty well defined, thank you very much, by those of the hard left, be it Bernie Sanders or AOC.
Yeah, I think that's right. I think what we saw last week was a Democratic Party that was trying to kind of at times hide who they were, despite the fact that it was very much on display. And then for the Republican convention, you have the reverse. You have a very kind of positive outlook and positive message that's being displayed. And we've just been covering the media reaction to it, which is just to really basically kind of freak out and melt down over everything. One of the almost amusing things that we covered last night was the reaction to the naturalization ceremony. They just hated that. That was one of the most positive, uplifting things that you could see, and yet on MSNBC, Joy Reid called the people who were naturalized props.
Yes.
I mean, talk about insulting, but they just hated the fact that Donald Trump, who they see as a racist monster who hates brown people, had these people from other countries and had them made the naturalization service part of the Republican convention. They hated that.
Yes. And this is something that heretofore the Republican Guard, the old Republican Guard, wouldn't have done that. So, you kind of have a sense that there was some, in years past or conventions past, some sort of collusion or gentleman's agreement between, you know, the Democratic Party and the Republican Party is what they would do. But Donald Trump, once again, proving to be the non-traditionalist, comes and does these things, including Mike Pompeo, giving a speech of all places from Israel.
Yeah, exactly. They pretty much, the left, the liberal media, the Democrats, but I repeat myself, yeah. They pretty much hated every aspect of that, of the convention so far, including that. And one of the things that we really noticed was at the Democratic convention, we were kind of tracking how much of just of the speeches and the videos that they played. And we actually did a study we put out on Monday, and it was on MSNBC and CNN, it was about 90% where they just played unfiltered the Democratic convention. Mm. And now, suddenly this week, we're seeing all sorts of interruptions and fact checks. And I guess Democrats never lie, because that's the message you get now on the cable networks, where now the American people have to be warned about what, you know, the lies that Republicans are saying, whereas the Democrats, they just played the whole thing basically unfiltered.
Mm. Yeah, how do they get away with that, Scott? Because, in political parlance and according to election law, there has to be fairness. So what you have to do, what you do for one, you have to do for the other. So how is this something, you know, like everything that has to do with the Democratic Party? They never ask for permission, and they don't even ask for forgiveness. They just kind of challenge the powers to be. Well, go ahead and take us to court. But meanwhile, the damage has been done, right?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, the Media Research Center, we've been around, our parent company that publishes news sources, we've been around since 1987. And so we've been tracking, the company has been tracking bias and just how bad it's been going all the way back to then. But it's so much worse now in the sense that, they hate Donald Trump, and they I've decided essentially that they're going to become part of the resistance. So I think that's really what you're seeing. Whereas before they were obviously biased, but now they're not even, like you said, they're not even going to try to hide it. So the MSNBC puts Rachel Maddow on to do fact checks against the president. How absurd is that? Mm. These are the type of things. They didn't fact check the Democratic convention at all. But as you said, they don't feel bad about it. They don't have any shame. They're just going to do it and try and see what they can do to defeat the president. Because I think that is by far the number one goal of the liberal media at this point.
Well, I think it's interesting even that they call it fact checking, because the fact checking seems to still be loaded with all kinds of opinion. So how can you fact check by opinion?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's the point. You really can't. There was just a tone of irritation throughout on CNN, on MSNBC, and on the networks. The networks, Nora O'Donnell, the anchor of the CBS Evening News, just was completely upset with what she saw last night, with the naturalization service, like all of that. Mm-hmm. And I think that, to me, that really gets to the fact that this convention, I think, is working for the Republicans. I think it's a success, because if they really believe that Donald Trump was simply an incompetent boob that was going to lose in a landslide, they would not be this upset. They are very upset, and I think that the reason for that is they think this election is definitely not over. There's been two polls, Zogby and Rasmussen, that had Trump's approval rating above 50%. There's a poll that came out last night just after the Democratic convention that had Trump up one in Wisconsin. So the fact that they are this upset about how the Republican convention goes shows you that, that they don't think it's over. They think this is...
They know it's not over, and they're going to double down. I mean, after all the effort and in-kind propaganda that the mainstream media has given to the DNC, which is just, I don't even know how you estimate it. I mean, it was estimated with, the Clinton campaign in the last cycle, to accumulate into the, hundreds of millions of dollars, approximating even close to $1 billion of in-kind promotion that the mainstream media had given her. And Donald Trump had spent a mere portion, a mere fraction of what she had spent, was, but he was more effective because we know, Scott, in marketing parlance, it comes down to the message. If you've got the message, boy, you don't have to spend as much money because it connects. And this is what Donald Trump is doing, whether it's, Melania Trump in the newly refurbished Rose Garden and that. Gosh, was she just awesome last night?
Yeah, and so, I hate to repeat myself, but they didn't like her either last night. So there was just this tone of anger about everything that you saw, whether it was pardoning someone who had turned a bank robber who turned his life around and started a charity, or the naturalization service. There's just all this bitterness and that we didn't see last week during the Democratic convention, where we saw a bunch of doom and gloom. And so I think for the media, part of it is anger that they are not as relevant as they used to be. They used to be able to control the narrative, and for a lot of reasons, because of the Donald Trump, because of the internet, social media, talk radio, Fox News, all these different outlets, they can't do that anymore. And I think Donald Trump has only kind of angered them even more that they can't decide what is and is not going to be accepted news.
No, I think basically what it comes down to, Scott, what you're suggesting is they feel they're losing. You know, they're losing the narrative. Donald Trump, with his tweets, in spite of his temperament, that they want to be very critical of, which is kind of amazing. I mean, when you constantly attack somebody, 90-95% of the media purposely being negative toward this president, I mean, that would kind of raise your ire a bit and maybe, eliminate some sense of tenderness, I guess, understandably. But, the media just keeps on, chipping away at them, and then they complain when they get a reaction.
Yeah, absolutely. What I like to say about the media and that is that if they want to complain about Donald Trump and the fact that we have Donald Trump, they only have themselves to blame, because the liberal media said this about all Republicans. They said this about George W. Bush, about John McCain, Mitt Romney, more moderate Republicans, certainly. And so it's not surprising that eventually you have the American people wanting to turn to someone who's going to kind of rhetorically punch back,
exactly,
punch them in the face. And so they only have themselves to blame, really, for the creation of Donald Trump.
Well, based on what we're seeing, and as a friend of mine just tweeted, Donald Trump 4 more years, this is the reaction that we're getting, from a fearful, a very fearful Democratic Party, because they're realizing they're losing grip here, which should not be a surprise, because what are they leading with? They're leading with policies that even during the primaries, it was clear 70% of America was not interested in. But they've doubled down, and what they want to force upon their own party, much less the rest of the country. They're all coming together. This is why you have more Democrats starting to come into the Republican tent, because this is not their father's Democratic Party anymore. That old guard is gone.
Yeah, absolutely. It's definitely much different than it used to be.
Well, Scott, keep up the great work there at Newsbusters. We really appreciate all the reporting and the facts that you've laid out for us, and always good to have you here on the show. You take care. Have a great day.
You too. Thanks for having me on.
Associate Editor for the Newsbusters, Scott Whitlock, right here.
Attention, radio listeners. Have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more. That's mysolarbackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. mysolarbackup.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years.